Welcome. Welcome to New Light Living Podcast. I'm your host, Erica Sullivan. And if you're new here to this podcast, I'm an intuitive spiritual life coach, and I help you see your life in a new light. I'm so grateful that you are here with me today, and thank you for listening. Why is it so that some people approach their life in the same way year after year, even if they're not happy? Have you met a person like that? They just go on, and maybe they're even complaining to you how unhappy they are. It might even be you being in this situation right now. And if you are someone that has been holding off, hesitating, and waiting for the perfect timing to hit the go button, to roll out that red carpet and kick off all the changes you want to make in your life, I have some news for you. The time is now. It's never been better time to go inwards and really get to the point where you can see that change coming. You can feel that change coming in your life. The time is now. And I am passionate about you living your best life that you can live. And it starts with living your ideal dream day every day. There is so much I'd like to share with you on this topic. So I decided to create a three-part series. This episode is part one of our three episodes where I will walk you through the major steps that it takes to make changes in your life that you want to make. And I'm not talking about, you know, small changes to your life. This might be changes that actually changes your life course for the better. It changes your sense of well-being forever, for good. This is what we're talking about here. Not making decision about if you're going to move or quit a job or these are big changes in someone's life, of course, but what we're talking about here is really to find that sensation of, I am living my best life, I'm living my ideal life, and I can feel it. I can change and transform, and it takes a holistic view. It takes work, obviously, but you know what I'm trying to describe here. And as we go through this episode, I hope you feel that you are at the first essential step to change your life. If you're someone that's listening to this podcast, you're here for a reason. I've based these three upcoming episodes on highlights from my online program, Self-Care Accelerator. And I created that program for those who feel for years that you have down prioritized yourself for everything else that's going on. Everything else has come first. And some of you are still waiting for this perfect timing to make changes in your life. So these three episodes, this one and the upcoming two, they are for you. Because when we down prioritize ourselves, we procrastinate. It's often a signal that we need to bring more self-love and self-care into our life to strengthen that solar plexus chakra, our personal power center, to enable us to begin this transformation. You may not know yet what you want in life or how you're going to get there, but you simply know that it's time to live your ideal dream day. So this three-part series is for you, and this program is for you. I've also opened now the online program itself for enrollment over the next 3 weeks, in case you feel called to begin your journey towards living your ideal dream day and explore this sensation of infinite well-being. So let's get going. In this episode, the first episode, we'll talk about the essential first step you need to change your life. It's the beginning of it all. Have you heard yourself or someone else say, I don't have time to work on myself right now. Maybe later. I'm hanging in there. Or the classic, I am the way I am. I'm not changing. I don't know why I need to change. And as I mentioned in the intro, the majority of people go through life approaching it the same way they always have, even if they're not happy. So why is that? It's because we deep down don't believe it's possible for us to change. You maybe see other, people in your life that have made major changes to their life personally, and that may feel that it doesn't count for you. And that makes us say sometimes that we don't have time to think about that stuff right now, or I am the way I am. But I have good news for you. It is possible to change at any time in your life. However, many times change is forced upon us, and that's when it sometimes comes as an unexpected change. And this force of change comes when you've bottled the energy up for so long and it just bursts, right? That's the unexpected part of change. It's the difference between what your soul wants and what your ego has kept you within. And the universe simply, when that burst, the bubble burst, is that the universe has no other choice than taking the reins and to push you into changing no matter what. So if you feel like you've bottled up energy and you feel really that something is going on here and you don't know really where to start, there is another way to change, and that is to take charge yourself and get curious. Getting curious about yourself and your situation, that's a completely different energy than that unexpected, burst kind of energy. And what that in charge energy is bringing you, when you really decide and you believe, it brings you self-awareness. So even if you're feeling bottled up with frustration right now, which is very possible in the times we're living in, you can shift that energy by becoming curious. You can go on a quest to find out who you really are and why and what got you here. And you may even ask yourself big questions like, who am I? And also in the first module I want to mention here in my online program is themed. I named it Self-Awareness is the Platform for Change, because it really is the platform for change. It's the starting point, the first step for all change. Because one thing that I see all the time when working with clients is that they want to take big jumps into action right away. They want to break off that relationship. They want to quit that job right away, or whatever it is that they believe they need to do to fix the situation. What I say is that that action, that energy that comes much later, it's in that desire to learn more about who you truly are, that curiosity becomes the driver for more and more self-awareness. That is the essential first step. Self-awareness is also learning about who you've been conditioned to be, which likely is where the comment of I am the way I am is coming from, by the way. So why? How about getting curious? And with curiosity comes realness, honesty with yourself. And that has to come first. You really have to get curious. And when you get curious, you get real with yourself. So in this process, you start to scratch the surface of who you really are. You will be discovering what your true values are at this time. You may come across some habits that you have noticed before, or maybe habits that you're unconscious of. And you may reconnect with talents and gifts that have been dormant, that you haven't really connected with in a while. And you bring that out. And then it's time to get real about all of that and put everything on the table and face it. Simply, what's happening in this self-awareness phase is that you're putting yourself back on the map, putting yourself back as in the center of your life instead of, you know, everything else that has come before you before, if that makes sense. And this reality check often comes with a mixed bag of feelings because you're looking under the hood, so to say, at your reality and everything that brought you here, where you are today. And some experiences are great and some experiences are not so great. That's very understandable and natural because we all have those ups and downs and everything in between. But the willingness to look at all of that and what the lesson is within all of that, that's the curiosity part. And personally, I had to look under the hood a couple of times, definitely a couple of times in my life. For example, when relationships didn't work out, romantic relationships, because the patterns seemed to repeat all over again, over and over again. And I had to start to ask myself, why? And once I became more self-aware and truly acknowledged that pattern, only then I was ready to change. Only then I felt like, all right, I'm ready to make a different choice next time. So if you are ready for some serious self-awareness, notice what's happening when you're completely honest about your reality, when you're looking at your past, learning from those lessons, and look at where you are today. And do that today. In this moment is the prime time for you because you're here listening to this podcast about this topic. So there's something in here that drew you into this podcast today. This is your opportunity to be real with yourself about your situation by inviting curiosity through wanting to learn more about yourself, and you can change it to where you want to be. The more real you can get about your situation, the greater the potential you have to make a step change in your life very soon. And on the other hand, the other option is to going back to that comment, I am just the way I am, or whatever you're telling yourself. And I just want to let you know that when you hear that from yourself or somebody else or anything that sounds like an excuse, because that's really what it is, it's coming from someone who's not getting real with themselves. They're not willing to see their reality that clear yet. And the truth of the matter is that we all do change. All the time, every day, even if we choose not to see it. So, see where you are on the scale and level of curiosity about your life. Is it down at a 2, where you maybe are scratching the surface a little bit, or are you curious enough to get up to an 8, 9, or even 10 and really dive into what you can learn about yourself? And here is the essential part of this conversation. If you can see and acknowledge your reality today, you are in charge. And that's the essential part. You are in charge. You're not living life or leaving life to pure luck. You are in charge. If you can acknowledge that reality. So again, if you feel disconnected with the you that you once knew, the joy that you once felt, what can you do to get curious about yourself and find out who you are now, your true self? I have some more good news for you. Your true self is always there. There's nothing you need to create. There's nothing new you need to create or shape all over again. You just forgot who you are. So that's where that energy of curiosity is the bridge to getting curious and getting real about everything in your reality right now. And that opportunity to learn and relearn, connecting back, taking one step towards reconnecting with that true self and your dreams, that is it. So I want to give you some tips and tools, because this is not just like a snap of a finger, right? You will go through time of transformation, and that takes a little time, and you need some tools. So I want to give those to you today that really are supporting this first essential first step when you want to make a change in your life. And so here are some tips and tools that you can use to feel, yeah, I'm getting curious about myself. If you feel that, if you want to feel that, this is for you. All right. And I also want to say that all of these tools and practices and offers, because I will make an offer to you as a coach, this is something that you can expect to work with for an extended period of time, because change is not going to happen overnight. And so I want to make that point here in the beginning, that I usually say that at least 3 months of these practices are needed before you make any major action towards. It takes time to go inwards and know, gain that self-awareness that you want, because you want to be feeling that you're transparent with yourself, acknowledge your reality and looking past and how you got where you are now. Then in the next part two and part three of this podcast series, we'll go into, you know, what's next. But now let's gain that self-awareness. And what I always 100% recommend to everyone is to get still and connect with your true self through meditation. Meditation is the cornerstone of self-awareness, consistent meditation practice, because meditation helps you to bypass that logical mind, the conditioned person, the beliefs that you've built that you may not subscribe to anymore. And it brings you forward to the connection with your higher self, your consciousness, right away. And with a consistent practice, you'll grow this. You'll grow and know who the real you is, your true self. And if you're new to meditation, I usually recommend any of the meditation apps out there. For example, the app 10% Happier is great, and the app called Calm app is too, very good. If you're more into the more spiritual path and on that path, Soulvana is a great app for that. It brings in more spiritual aspects of meditation as well. I also recorded a simple guided meditation program that you can also tap into. I'll put a link to that below in the show notes if you're curious about that. But simply find a meditation practice that suits you. And I cannot stress enough, emphasize enough how consistent you need to be with this every day. Or at least if you say you're going to meditate like 4 times a week, meditate 4 times a week. So that's all I want to say about meditation. And I will do an episode only on meditation later on, but and I really, that's my top tool for any person who's in the beginning of their transformation. Meditate, meditate, meditate. Now, I want to add a practice to this meditation practice for you. And that is so powerful because when you are transforming and making changes in your life, in your personal inner life, it's so important to get your thoughts out on a paper. And I use journaling. It's a powerful practice. Why? Because when you keep avoiding acknowledging your reality, which is very easy to do when thoughts are just flying around in your head and you're not writing it down, it's likely that these thoughts are also linked to buried feelings and that are involved in experiences from the past, and they're blocking the emotional connection with your reality. So it's hard to see your reality clearly. But journaling is helping to release those, helping to release this energy, because when you see something written, it becomes real. And especially when it has to do with feelings, emotions that have been bottled up, they have created these energy knots within you. And that may be energy that's been holding you back for a long time. So, however, these energy knots can be released. That's the good news. But you have to bring them out in the open. And journaling right after meditation is a great way to connect with your true inner thoughts and feelings as you let that pen flow. And here is the tool. This is the tool where the realness comes in, the honesty, the self-honesty, if you'll call it that. This is where you apply that. You want it to come down on the paper. And I also recommend to use a paper journal or writing down with a pen and paper, not on your computer, not on your phone, nothing electronic, because you need to flow with this. You need to feel it. And I actually did an episode specifically on journaling a few weeks back. And I'll put the link in the show notes for that one too, in case you want to go back and re-listen to it, or if you haven't listened to it, that it's there for you. I also recorded a video that you might find helpful as well. But journaling, it's also 100% recommended by me to anyone that I'm working with or to you who are listening to this today. Now, the third level of support, if you will, is to actually work with a coach. Because if you really want to transform and have a powerful experience, after exploring your reality on your own by meditating and journaling, you may benefit to work from a coach. And why is that? Because a coach, a life coach who's trained and certified in energy leadership, so make sure you work with somebody who is, every change, hear me out here, every change that you go through is energy. You are energy. So you need a coach who's trained in shifting that energy. Let's say you've felt stuck for years, and to help you shift that energy from feeling stuck to feeling aligned and in touch with yourself. Simply, energy is everything. So that's what I recommend. A life coach trained in energy leadership and even intuitive coaching helps you to work to release that energy, those knots. And that's what the coaching process does, to open you up to all that's possible for you. Imagine this. Getting access to your inner calm, that space that is your true self, is always there. But our busy life for you that has kept you away from connecting back to this energy, that is you. And a certified coach is trained in partnering and guiding you to release beliefs, limiting beliefs about yourself, others, and situations in your life that no longer serve you. And it's all about energy. It's not about action steps. It's all about energy. Now, I want to give you also an extra tip here. A very powerful practice is actually, if you're not ready yet to start meditating or journaling, you know, those four times a week or whatever you decide to do, you can simply start with writing a letter to yourself. And in that letter, acknowledge your reality. Describe it just the way it is today. If you do that, if you write that letter to yourself, acknowledge your situation, you're one step closer to change your life. So what do you need to do to get curious about you in life and your life and what comes next for you? And to sum up this episode, here are the three tips and tools that all supports this one essential first step in gaining more self-awareness. This is the step you can't miss if you want to make a change in your life right now. And I want to give you the opportunity to get still and connect with your true self. Meditation does the job. And write that letter to yourself. You don't have to show it to anybody, just to yourself. Get your most inner thoughts out on that paper with journaling and do it many, many, many times. Connect with new parts of yourself. And I will leave you that link to the episode on journaling that I did a few weeks back. It might be helping you to get some tips on how to get started. Thirdly, work with a life coach. And if this sounds like the personal support and partnership you need right now, visit me on newlightliving.com and submit an application there. Or check out the link for my online program, Self-Care Accelerator, in the show notes. This program is open for enrollment now, and it's a self-paced coaching program that's built on how to bring more self-awareness, self-love, and self-care into your life to live your ideal dream day every day. Hear me out here. You already have what it takes to change your life into what you want it to be. But behind excuses like, nah, maybe later, or I'm the way I am, is just not choosing to be in control of your life. Get curious and get completely real with yourself, maybe through that letter you're writing to yourself. Both of these approaches, getting curious, getting real, are two ways to start the change naturally instead of resisting it and waiting for that time when the universe is just giving you no option. Self-awareness and willingness to learn who you truly are and what your needs are for happiness is the key. Because everyone has a baggage, a past, and some of it hurts. You are not alone. Thank you for tuning into this episode today. Many are seeking support to make changes in their lives right now. And that is no wonder because of the times we're living in. And if this episode called your name, take action. Take action. And maybe if you're interested in all of this and feel called to it, come back next week for part two in this podcast series, and we'll talk about the next steps. If you haven't joined the private Facebook group, New Light Living Podcast Community yet, head over to Facebook and join us there, because this group is a safe environment to support each other through transformation. Trust the process. Do the work.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.